This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 26, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I don't have much of a family left anymore, unfortunately. It's just my two sons and their girlfriends and sometimes my sister. My family on both sides has had a family breakup, so we don't get together anymore. It's tragic, really, but I had nothing to do with it. But my girlfriend's family has a big, beautiful family, and they make a party out of Thanksgiving from Wednesday till Sunday night. And actually I saw her grandpa, that's 77 years old, play and sing Sound of Silence last night and done it justice. You know, I guess my favorite version of that's the Disturbed version, but anywho, with that said, this past week, I didn't really get to delve in as deep as I wanted to or normally would. I planned the broadcast today to kind of center around the documentary Died Suddenly. I watched that on, I guess it was Sunday. Funny, a bunch of normies have emailed me that people here, you know, around where I live this week. That's really worth a watch. And at the bottom of the first hour, I'm going to start playing some clips from it. I think it's really important. It's only an hour and like maybe 8 minutes or something long, but I want to, that's what I'd planned on doing the broadcast about. But Bruce had sent me, and some of this might be my fault. Like I said, I've not really had my own the ball this week too well, but he had sent me the Zapruder film, and of course it's the anniversary of the assassination of JFK was, 4 days ago. And, of course, I watched the Zapruder film, but it wasn't until this morning that I saw that he had emailed me, and he might have done it earlier, and I just had not seen it. It's a whole different take on the assassination of JFK that I had never heard before. He's going to call in next hour and share a little bit of that with you, and I will share the website here after the first break, I guess. I don't have it in front of me. I should have wrote that down. Where he got this information, but it really gave me a lot of thought because, you know, my dad did not believe the official version of JFK. Now, that was one thing growing up. Him and his brothers, they'd get together and they'd talk trash about the government's version of JFK and Oswald and Jack Ruby and all that. And you guys have heard me mention many a time that the nation did not see the Zapruder film until March 6, 1975, it was actually Geraldo Rivera, and I forget what the TV show was. But imagine that. It was almost 12 years. It was, what, 11 years and 5 months or something after the event, before the nation saw the Zapruder film. And, of course, there's many different theories, of course, of why JFK was killed, gangsters or mob or, you know, international bankers, which I kind of tend to believe, Fidel Castro, CIA, it goes on and on. But the one thing about it is the assassination of JFK really changed everything. One, it was shocking to the American people. If you were a politician, you really had to have a firm understanding that this game's being played for real, and if you get out of line too much, we just blew the president's head off on television. You know, I mean, I don't know if that went out live. I guess it didn't at the time. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe someone else knows. But looking back, everybody had to pick sides and start to choose if they believed the Warren Commission BS. And JFK, for a lot of people, was kind of where they cut their teeth, so to speak, into delving into conspiracies, so to speak, when really it's the reality. It wasn't for me, JFK was. I mean, maybe as a child listening to my dad, maybe it was, but Waco was really what got me going. But I just wanted to mention that. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. Of course, you have an executive order 11110. Some people hang their hat. But if you read that executive order, it's got so much different language about getting rid of the tariffs on silver. Of course, the JFK conspiracy speech, which I'm not going to play because all of y'all have heard it. It's really a turning point in history. And I think JFK maybe really, and you know, JFK, he rejected Operation Northwoods. Bay of Pigs happened. I mean, it's just so much right there that in that time frame. And I think it really done wonders to start, maybe, I don't know if start's the right word, but I'm going to use the word start, people extremely questioning their government and their media. I know that for my dad and his brothers, it seemed to be the truth. I'm going to do some Russian news, but first I wanted to say someone sent me a some information about scalloped guitars, and I was aware of that actually when I was much younger. I was looking to buy a guitar, and I went to a guitar store, and they were closed, and there was a guy standing out front selling his guitar, and it was an Ibanez GM777, which at that time they were about $1,895, which was like astronomical amount of money to me. I was a teenager. And me and my girlfriend give this guy every penny we had. We left there with nothing. And I bought that guitar. And this guitar was modeled after Steve Vai's guitar, who was the lead guitar player with David Lee Roth after he left Van Halen. And it came factory with about 5 scalloped frets. It's probably the frets 12 through 17, maybe. But it's an interesting guitar. There were 500 of them made that were autographed, and this one was autographed. And if you're not familiar with who Steve Vai was, if you've ever watched the movie Crossroads, oh, it had that, what's that kid's name out of Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio or something like that, Macchio. He was in it, and Steve Vai played the guitar player for the devil at the end. It's kind of an interesting movie if you've never watched it, but anyway, we will get started now. The International Atomic Energy Agency is well aware of who exactly is shelling the, and I hope I get this right, Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. Russia's ambassador to the UN organizations in Vienna told RIA on Thursday, 4 IAEA representatives are currently at the plant, and they're well aware of where the fire comes from, the official said. Moscow has repeatedly accused Kyiv of shelling the ZNPP, while Kyiv maintains it's a Russian false flag operation. The Ukrainian military openly admitted targeting the ZNPP area in September. What's incredible about this story is not, you know, besides the danger of it, is the United States government, the United Nations is all going along with this, and of course the news media is too. You don't see, and of course the source for this is RT.com, if that needs to be said. But, mainstream media not covering it whatsoever. We are publicly saying that it is high time one called a spade, Yuganov said in the wake of renewed shelling this week, which put at risk of a nuclear disaster, according to Moscow. I mean, this thing last week, it was Ukraine dropping shells, killing some people in Poland, blaming it on Russia, and then the U.S. government blames it on Russia, even though they admit it was Ukraine. It's really getting incredibly. I mean, we're just one event away, some sort of scenario that, of course, Zelensky is doing his best to bring about, of having a big conflict, a world-changing, economic-changing world conflict. RT, the Russian embassy in Washington, has said that the U.S. is enabling Ukrainian neo-Nazis to act with impunity by downplaying evidence of their atrocities adding that U.S. officials risk blowback from this policy. The statement released on Monday came in response to comments made by Beth Van Schaak, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for Global Criminal Justice, about videos of the summary execution of Russian soldiers captured by Ukrainian troops. Now, I had some emails about this. Apparently, Michael Rivero was commenting on it. Some of the listeners was trying to find the videos. Daily Stormer had the videos, of course, and I think I emailed them to everybody that contacted me. A clip apparently shows the Russians surrendering and lying down on the ground. Another shows what looks like a Russian soldier appearing at the scene and discharging his firearm. The final clip is of Russian troops lying on the ground in pools of blood, apparently dead from gunshots to the head. Ukraine claims that the videos show a false surrender by Russians with the intention of taking their captors by surprise. Wow. So, I mean, if you look at the videos, I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on here, apparently. But if you go on in the story, the U.S. official failed to provide any evidence of violent acts allegedly committed by our servicemen, the Russian embassy said. Her remarks fit with Washington's general callous attitude toward the death of Russian troops and exemplified America's double standard at their finest. I mean, Russia's calling it straight out. Isn't it clear that the United States enables permissiveness and impunity for neo-Nazis in Ukraine by covering up the frenzy of Ukrainian bandits, the Russian diplomat mission asked, by condoning the crimes of the Kyiv regime and ignoring them? Washington supports murderers. One must always remember, for they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind. How about that? Lester Holt's not reporting that, is he? Moscow sounded the alarm about the footage circulating on social media on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claimed that murdering POWs was a widespread practice for Kyiv forces. Moscow will work to hold accountable the Ukrainian perpetrators of a summary execution of Russian POWs, President Vladimir Putin's spokesman insisted on Monday. So the story goes on and on. Again, RT doing the best job covering the story. Meanwhile, while that's going on, while Russian troops are being assassinated, the Russian Foreign Ministry responding to the assembly labeling the country as a sponsor of terrorism. EU Parliament labels Moscow a sponsor of terrorism. The European Parliament, which on Wednesday adopted a non-binding resolution branding Russia a state sponsor of terrorism, should be designated a sponsor of idiocy, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zarkova has said. The EU's legislative body passed the decision on Wednesday in a landslide vote. The document was supported by 494 MEPs and 58 votes against and 44 abstentions. The resolution merged drafts penned by three different factions of the European Parliament. The labeling is the EU's latest condemnation of Russia's military offensive in Ukraine. Some individual states, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and the Czech Republic, previously passed similar resolutions on the national level. The move is largely symbolic, but the document urged member states to develop a new legal framework which would allow the blacklisting on terrorism grounds, not just individuals or organizations, but the entire nation. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky hailed the news, declaring that Russia had to be isolated at all levels and held accountable in order to end its longstanding policy of terrorism in Ukraine and across the globe. Wow, we really are living in the white is black, up is down. It's completely incredible, and I'll say it again, until we have a legitimate news media in this country that instead of this propaganda machine, I don't know. You know, I guess the flip side of that is a lot of people that surprise me now that wouldn't listen to nothing I told them for years are looking at websites and sending out videos that I thought they would never take the time to look at. So maybe there's a silver lining there. LifeSite News, a recent investigation report from the Mint Press News revealed that hundreds of former military intelligence agents from the notorious Israeli spy organization Unit 8200 have acquired positions of influence and several big tech corporations, including Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Amazon. Well, who would have thunk it? According to professional profiles on LinkedIn, the outlet reported that Google currently employs at a minimum 99 former 8200 agents, and Microsoft retains the services of 166 such veterans. As a journalist, Alan McLeod explained, these numbers certainly underestimate the collaboration between these big tech corporations and this and the Israeli intelligence unit, as these numbers do not include former employees or those without LinkedIn accounts, or those who maintain such profiles but have obeyed Israeli military law that requires them to conceal their affiliation with this special unit. Such a significant association is relevant because Unit 8200 has been described as Israel's NSA and has been linked to the development of repressive surveillance methods, first against the indigenous Palestinian people and then for cutting-edge technologies that have been used to spy on tens of thousands of notable individuals across the globe. So there you have it. This is a LifeSite news story. With regard to the specific acts of oppression being committed by the Unit 8200, a group of 43 reservists from the Israeli unit issued an open letter in 2014 to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, notifying him and other military superiors that they would no longer serve in this regiment due to its political persecution of the Palestinian people. We refuse to take part in actions against Palestinians and refuse to continue serving as tools in deepening the military control over occupied territories, the reservists wrote. Our military service has taught us that intelligence is an integral part of Israel's military occupation over the territories. Like Jeffrey Epstein, who was allegedly also a spy who collected incriminating information on powerful men for the purpose of extortion, McLeod explains that Unit 8200 used big data to compile dossiers on huge numbers of indigenous domestic population, including their medical history, sex lives, search histories, in order that it could be used for extortion later. Well, I know in this audience that story is not sending any kind of shockwaves, because we've talked about that and alluded to that before, but isn't it interesting that so many of these things, I mean, I've lived to see it for sure, having done this for 10 years on RBN, so many of these things that we have discussed that as a whole was considered a conspiracy theory, or what would be labeled as us being conspiracy theorists, you give it a few years or maybe longer and it all comes out that's true. I mean, Edward Snowden, I mean, we could go down a whole long list. Even, you know, the wheels have come completely off of the government's version of 9/11. The wheels have come completely off of the clot shot, which we're going to get into here shortly. But what gets me is, even though when the wheels fall off, there's still no accountability. And until we have accountability for all of this criminality, there's no need to expect things to change very much. Once we could have accountability for these criminals, then you would expect that things would change and people, like if Fauci was tried and then hung on the Capitol grounds on live television, it would probably deter people from wanting to do the lying and the corrupt activity that Fauci has taken part in. Messages between Canada's Justice Minister and Public Safety Minister have revealed the pair discussed deploying the Canadian Army during the Freedom Convoy protest, but the politicians involved insist the messages requesting armor on the streets were just an attempt at humor. So this goes on to say they were wanting to bring tanks in. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Alternative Media. Baron in the studio, taking your phone calls are going to be taking your phone calls all next hour. New Epstein documents unsealed. The paper names 8 people, including associates and alleged victims of the notorious pedophile. A federal judge in New York has ordered the release of a trove of documents naming associates of the deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, his longtime girlfriend, now serving 20 years in prison for sex trafficking. The decision came on Friday. The documents were filed in a 2016 defamation case against Maxwell by alleged victim Virginia Roberts Guffrey. The case was later settled out of court, as was Guffrey's 2021 lawsuit against Britain's Prince Andrew. Judge Loretta Preska ruled that the documents naming 8 John Does would be released and that public interest outweighed the privacy rights of these anonymous individuals, Fox News reported. 2 of those individuals are alleged victims of Epstein who have already gone public with their accusations. Emmy Taylor filed a lawsuit this summer against a journalist who described her as a co-conspirator. The other is Sarah Ransom, a confirmed victim who continues to experience trauma, will remain nameless, Preska ruled. One of the individuals named is Tom Pritzker, a billionaire hotel magnate and cousin of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. let's see if that name's... Guffrey earlier claimed that she had been forced by Epstein and Maxwell to have sex with Pritzker, a claim the billionaire denied. Guffrey also accused Epstein's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, of raping her while she was underage. Of course, he denied that. I guess that's all the names we're going to get out of this. You know, they're going to keep covered up what they want to cover up. And, it's obvious, you know, I don't expect any, you know, evidence that they've got it all, I'm sure, but they're going to keep it silent and keep covered up what they want to cover up like they do with all cover-ups. But even if it came out, I mean, we all know it's out, right? How many times was Bill Clinton on the Lolita Express? It's something like 26 times or something, flight log show and many others, but there'll be no congressional January 6th probe into that. And that speaks volumes of what we've really got in the District of Criminals. Now, I'm throwing this in just for you guys to judge. This was from needtoknow.news, so I consider it a very reliable source. Short 32-minute documentary shows Dr. Pedro Chavez, the president of the World Health and Life Coalition, using an electromagnetic frequency meter on a sample of Mexican people who had taken COVID vaccines and comparing them to unvaccinated people. Magnetism was detected in the jabbed sample. Graphene oxide was detected in all the COVID vaccine specimens. Remember what Alan said about, I believe, his grandma? But none of the companies listed on the label. A cell phone with a Bluetooth application collected media access control codes when it's near the people who had received the COVID jabs. People who took the PCR swab test also triggered a Bluetooth response, but at a lower level. Bluetooth codes were also detected in a cemetery among people who died in 2021-2022. Researchers believe graphene can be transmitted through sexual intercourse and kissing. That goes to what Daryl's always telling us, stay away from the vaccinated. This is an interesting story. I don't have time to delve into it deeper. We're going to be coming up on the break. When we come back, I've got two stories that I want to share with you, and then we're going to play five clips from Died Suddenly, and I wanted them to be all of this to be part of the archive, because this is really, I mean, but man, it's just jaw-dropping, and it's just incredibly evil what's going on. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, running down the insane news of the week. Last week, Bruce asked me to record some music and play it. I didn't get to this week, but it would sound a lot like that, but I'm going to do it. But I wanted to make mention, we've got a new sponsor. DixieRepublic.com is the website. You just heard the commercial. I'm looking at the website. There is a lot of great stuff here. T-shirts, hats, books, support those that support the network. You know, it's Christmas is coming up. There's some good gift ideas here. I see some stuff I could get my girlfriend. So DixieRepublic.com, that is the website. Check it out. Buy some products. Let them know you heard it on RBN. There's t-shirts here I could see all of the audience wearing. So let's support the network. You know, it takes money. I always tell you every week, I ask for nothing. If you enjoy this broadcast, donate, support the sponsors, and keep the network on the air. Okay, before we get to the clips, Died Suddenly is the documentary, rumble.com. I think it's on BitChute too. I urge everyone to not only watch it, most all of the audience here is not going to be shocked at anything that they're going to see, but it's really good if you can get other people to watch it. I got a couple of family members, I couldn't believe it, they watched it, and, you know, they contacted me back and was like, oh my God, you know. So before we get to that, some of the things that's in the news right now, Breitbart, Deputy Treasury Secretary, what is his name, Adamio, whatever, only way past transition that's causing high prices is to get, wait for it, everyone in the U.S. and the world vaccinated. During an interview on ABC News Thursday, the Deputy Treasury Secretary, Wally Adamio, I guess, stated the economy is in transition. As part of the transition, we're seeing high prices, and the only way we're going to get to the place where we work through this transition is if everyone in America and everyone in the entire world taketh the clock shot. Joe Biden signed a G20 Bali Leaders Declaration pledging for America to adopt vaccine passports to facilitate international travel. Need to know.news. This was this past week. Paragraph 23 of the declaration explains that facilitating seamless international travel in the future will require trusted global digital health networks that should capitalize and build on the success of the existing standard and digital COVID-19 certificates. The White House goes on to state that it supports the World Health Organization's mRNA vaccine technology transfer hub and other tracing programs and enhanced cooperation among developing countries. We acknowledge the importance of shared technical standards and verification methods under the framework of the IHR to facilitate seamless international travel, and recognizing digital solutions, including proofs of vaccination, the White House stated. So it's going to start on international, then it'll be coming to you to travel, you know, like what we've talked about before. So all of this is happening. He signed this into place. It's not on the news. And this is where they're going to be taking us. They're going to release something else, and then they're going to put the boot right on the face of what liberty is left. Just wait for it to happen, because it's coming. All right, here we go. We're going to get started on these clips. Let's go ahead and play audio number one, please, Sam.
Back around November of last year, of 2021, people were asking me, well, how many people are having these strange clots? And I didn't have a very good answer for it. So starting in November, I started making notations of whether or not the person was clotted or not, or vaccinated. My green is people that have been verified or vaccinated. Yellow typically is somebody that has smaller clots, and the orange is somebody that had more significant clots, the clots that are really kind of concerning to me. I have it dated for the numbered by the quarter. So the entire quarter, I had about 130. Yeah, only almost 14% had no significant clotting. A lot of the substances that I'm seeing are stuff that looks pretty much, it's this white fibrous stuff. Now, instead of calling them blood clots, I try to refer to them as white fibrous clots or white fibrous structures. How come all of a sudden these things are happening in so many people? When I first started seeing these strange clots, in the beginning I thought, you know, this is kind of weird, it's kind of crazy, I don't understand. As I started gathering more and more photographs, I'm able to share it amongst other people that I work with. I talk to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience.
I'm a licensed funeral director, National Board Funeral Director, and certified embalmer. I've been in the death care industry since 1982. I've been in the embalming process with well over 1,000 bodies. And I had actually noticed some of the differentiates in the clots as well in some of the bodies I had been embalming. And that had started recently.
First time I saw it firsthand pulled out of a deceased, my end, was about 3 months ago. been struggling to embalm people for around about 18 months. My embalmer was complaining that he was having trouble getting fluid through people. And the way they do that is they cut into the carotid artery and they pump it around the body via a pump. He was struggling to get it through, and we kind of thought, well, maybe the pump wanted servicing, and had a look at it. It doesn't. Pulled this out, and he kind of grabbed the end with the tweezers, and this comes out in one piece, one elastic piece. It looks like calamari.
Longest one that I have on video is probably almost 3 foot long, which is incredible to come out of the, you know, the juggler up here. It's incredible.
That is not normal.
I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Said, hey, you know, have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always,
I haven't seen clots like these. These long, white, fibrous, different, not blood clots, but they're clotting the blood, so therefore you have to call it a clot.
I have been in this profession actually for approximately 12 years and approximately 200 to 250 bodies per year, and I have never seen anything like this until the vaccination.
Now, I've been an embalmer for 41 years. 41 years I've been embalming, and I've never seen clots like these.
Here's a guy messaged me the other day. He even sent me a picture.
And that fellow embalmer?
This is not mine. This is his. Same stuff. You see that?
You know, we know something's going on. I deal with a lot of funeral directors and embalmers. I attend national conventions, state conventions. I'm very involved. And, you know, we know something different is going on. We don't know exactly what's going on. But the timing of it is just hand in hand. We're connecting dots here. And it certainly appears that there is some relationship to the vaccine and these obstructions that we're seeing.
All right, all right. So there you, of course, as you, I'm sure, discerned, that is embalmers. So these are morticians, and there is some great video right there. I mean, they're actually showing them removing these long, elastic clots. So, you know, we're going to talk more about the significance of this, but let's go ahead and play audio two, please, Sam, audio two.
In my 15 years as a doctor taking care of soldiers, I have never seen this litany of debilitating and potentially deadly medical conditions in soldiers. These conditions included strokes, transient ischemic attacks, pericarditis, myocarditis, erratic heart rates, arrhythmias, rapid onset and progression of various cancers to include testicular cancer, esophageal cancer, brain tumors, neuroendocrine tumors, spinal tumors, thyroid dysfunction, multiple sclerosis, cognitive impairment, persistent severe insomnia, suppression of the immune system, unprovoked blood clots in the splenic and portal vein, avascular necrosis, liver dysfunction, menstrual irregularities, and miscarriages.
Well, I think if you look at the 5.3.6 post-marketing analysis report, the 1,291 adverse events, I don't think those came as diagnostic tests. I think they came as confirmatory tests. You ordered a product, you wanted the product to kill people. Hey, stockholders, we got exactly what you ordered.
Fourth shot, Borla, the CEO of Pfizer.
Good for CVS, good for Walmart, good for your health.
When I reached out to Army Public Health Command and numerous senior medical and operational leaders about my safety concerns, I was ignored. Threats against my career were made, but no appropriate actions were taken to fully investigate the number and scope of adverse medical events after COVID vaccines.
What I was here today to speak about truly was the weaponization of public health.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm also a whistleblower. That person right there called me one day. I called her, I can't remember, it was an email. And she said, have you seen the DMED system? Have you seen what it's up? And I'm like, I'm working on the border. I'm trying to stop 12,000 people from coming across this border a week. And she said, well, take a look at it.
Seeing the DMED data? I have significant concerns that we won't have a standing army in 5 years.
Case 1-01, United States Air Force A-10 instructor pilot, mid-30-year-old male, hospitalized 12 hours after vaccination. Diagnosed with pericarditis anaphylaxis, removed from flight status for 6 months, thus negatively impacting unit mission readiness. I have never felt so abandoned by the military. I have been forced to take something that brought me close to my death. I was mocked, discredited, unsupported. Our squadron morale was ripped to shreds. All these things were completely unnecessary. We are truly less ready on multiple levels.
I had to talk to a wife of a soldier that had a stroke, which required speech rehab for several months, and talk to her while he was in the ICU and say to her, he's going to be okay and he'll be able to serve again because this is what he loved to do.
Back in September 2021, I submitted an affidavit in the Robert V. Austin case in which I outlined how the DoD was violating its own risk management process in their push to mandate the vaccine of every member of the armed forces with an experimental vaccine. After my testimony was made public, the DoD made no effort to investigate my safety concerns.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense.
I have declarations from all three. The state is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor.
I was the first pathologist in the world to say, guys, we're seeing an uptick in cancers. That's...
All right, miscarriages 300%, cancer 300%. I want to try to get all these in this hour so we can take phone calls all next hour. Let's go ahead and play audio number three. And what I'm doing here is this thing's an hour and 8 minutes long. This audio three is at the 43-minute mark. Go ahead, Sam.
Could anyone, especially the top person in the world responsible for safety, not want to see the safety data that shows that the vaccines are not safe? They don't want to be confronted with even the question, do you want to see the data? They want to have plausible deniability.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market?
Did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No.
Pfizer vaccine not only stops people from getting sick, but also stops them from spreading the virus to other people.
One vaccine could curb virus transmission from just a single dose.
They're stopping people also from transmitting the disease.
And the chances are very likely that you'll not be able to transmit it to other people.
Yes, it will protect you, but honestly, it's not for you. It's so you don't kill other people. It's so you don't spread it to other people. 114 million Americans, nearly half the adult population in this country, has had a vaccine shot already. 114 million of us have had it. The number of people who have died from getting the shot is zero.
There are about 14,000 Americans who have reported deaths. Now, that's probably underreported by a factor of 100. So you take the 14,000 deaths that are reported in the VAERS system, multiply it by 100, you get 1.4 million. But the deaths that happened 5 months later, and that's the bulk of them, are not going to get reported in the VAERS system.
How about that? All right, we can cut that right there. How about that? I mean, this thing here is really packed with information, and it also does a montage of all of the media telling you how safe it was. Right there was just a short segment of it. And of course, by take the vaccine, just take the vaccine. I mean, this is evil unmasked at the greatest level I think we've ever seen in our lifetime. Audio four, please, Sam.
In menstrual abnormalities. And then when we get into pregnancy, we're looking at a substantial increase in miscarriages, in birth defects, a substantial risk of fetal cardiac arrhythmia, fetal cardiac malformations, significant fetal growth slowing, significant reduction in amniotic fluid, fetal cardiac arrest.
Are you saying babies are having heart attacks in the womb?
Yes. The vaccine causes a significant inflammatory effect.
Three different safety monitoring systems. Again, they found no significant safety signals for the mother or for the fetus, because we have to remember in obstetrics, we're dealing with two patients.
So no increased risks to be vaccinated while pregnant.
Anything that causes inflammation in my business, in my area of expertise, causes damage, injury, death, and destruction in pregnancy. We've known that for half a century.
On March 1st, the FDA released the first round of thousands of pages of data submitted by Pfizer for review of their COVID-19 vaccine.
It's the 5.3.6 post-marketing analysis of the adverse events, in which they outlined that 83% of all pregnant women who got vaccinated ended up with a dead baby. They had 270 pregnancies. They could not account for what happened to 238 of those pregnancies, and the remaining pregnancies resulted in a dead baby. And they only had one normal outcome.
And originally the documents were going to take 55 years to be released, but because of a court order, we'll get all of the documents by year's end.
Thank you for the floor, Mr. President. Honorable National Assembly, in January this year, something happened that has not happened for decades. The birth rate fell by 20% compared to the same period last year. Choba Getot, researcher at the KRTK Institute of Economics, points out that this drastic decline came just 9 months after the COVID mass vaccinations began in Hungary.
Trying to get the mute off. I'm sorry. How about that, man? I'm just sitting here with my mind boggled. Our governor's doing nothing. Attorney General's doing nothing with this information out there. It's just like the 2,000 mules. I told you if all 2,000 went to the Department of Justice with sword in hand and affidavit and said they were going to commit Harry Caray, if someone didn't do something about the election fraud, you'd have 2,000 dead people on the steps because the government of the United States wouldn't do anything. All right, last clip. Let's get it in here. Clip 5, please, Sam.
It's my professional medical opinion that this is a bioweapon and that this was a bioweapon unleashed against humanity with the intent to depopulate and control the population of the world.
But basically, it's achieving its goal. If the goal was to reduce the world's population, it's working.
This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset. This is what it's all about, you know. So one of the hardest things, knowing what I know, was accepting that people are going to die because they're just not going to believe it.
We have to be the plan. And that means that each person in this room viewing this broadcast, replaying this broadcast, each one of you has a purpose. Each one of you has a critical, God-given role. And so if you are quiet or apathetic or complacent, you have to stand before God and you have to answer for that.
I can put out a warning to all the people that are in the military right now, officers who are responsible for everything that happens or fails to happen with their troops. If you don't stand in the gap, you're complicit in this crime.
The only way we're going to save our lives is by together, clubbing together to do it. That's our strength. And this is probably the most biblical world event that anyone could ever imagine. It's World War III. This is a spiritual war of good against evil. And I just hope that there's enough good in the world that we can rally together to defeat it, because if we don't, these monsters will destroy humanity.
All right. There you have it. Sam just said he's going to play this tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. He's going to play it in its entirety. So it is radio friendly. Seeing it, the visual side of it is quite amazing, but he will be playing that tomorrow at 3 p.m. So tune in. And we're going to take phone calls all next hour if you want to start calling in, 512-248-8252. But my question to this information's out here. It's undeniable. The facts are the facts. You've got it from the insurance companies. You've got it from the morticians. You've got it from doctors. You've got it from scientists. You've got it from labs. Why is it in this country that we cannot force any accountability to blade it in your face, murder, baby murder, babies having heart attacks in the womb? Does it get any more evil than that? Does it get any more diabolical than that? I mean, if this don't piss you off, then you must be dead inside. Because when someone is perpetrating evil on innocent babies, which, you know, we remember what Madeleine Aldem said about 500,000 babies, children dying in Iraq because of the sanctions. Was it worth it? It's a tough question, but we believe it was. That's what the United States government did already. So it shouldn't be any surprise. You know, I had someone telling me how unpatriotic they thought I was this past week. And I told him, I said, I tell you what, I give the federal government of the United States the exact same amount of respect it gives me. It gives me none, so I give it none. Okay, coming up on the top of the hour break, taking your phone calls, 512-248-8252. If you'd like to call in, back in moments.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.